I think it's becoming very severe indeed, and I would be surprised if he survives the whole of the week ahead. We've got senior figures now in all three parties calling on him to stand down. We've had the unprecedented step of the Liberal Democrat leader Nick Clegg calling for him to go on the MAR programme yesterday morning. David Davis, the former Shadow Home Secretary, is backing that call for him to go. And as I understand it, Charles Clarke, from the Labour side, also former Home Secretary, is going to support moves to get rid of Michael Martin. I'm not absolutely clear whether Charles Clarke himself will support a motion of no confidence that's actually being put down by a Tory backbencher, Douglas Carswell, but he's absolutely making it clear he thinks Michael Martin must go. The reason is that amongst those who are opposed to Michael Martin, they feel he's just the wrong person to try to bang heads together and get some kind of agreements about the way forward on things like MPs' expenses and pay.
And more broadly, going into a new week, Gordon Brown and indeed the other party leaders will want to show that they're back in the driving seat and they're not just sitting by watching all these new revelations coming out. What sort of tone do you expect Gordon Brown to adopt this week? What do you expect from him?
Well, what the first thing they're trying to do is to make sure that as many ministers and MPs as possible get their expenses claims out there in the public domain, and so that they're not actually published, arguably in a in the Daily Telegraph in a form which does that MP no good whatsoever. So the Chief Whip, I think, has given ministers until 6 o'clock tonight to get their forms into him, and so that they can be published. That's just to stop the drip drip from the Daily Telegraph and the damage to Parliament. So that's one thing they're trying to do. The second thing is that, in terms of the Labour Party, there'll be a meeting of its National Executive Committee, and there will be demands there for some kind of action against those MPs who've broken the rules. It'll be hard to do that because many MPs say they haven't broken the rules were just no good, and that they shouldn't be punished retrospectively for complying with some bad rules. The Conservatives, they'll launch their European election campaign. David Cameron will do that in the North West, and he will get his independent scrutiny panel underway, which is going through Conservative MPs' expense claims and seeing if any of them will now require repayment. And that's going to be a trial of strength between him and some of his own backbenchers. Many of them are reluctant to repay what they regard as legitimate claims. But then what's really driving all this is public opinion. And the MPs know that if they don't repay, they're going to get thrown out at the next election.